News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center has the week off, so he'll be back next Monday. Chris Elio is helping me out this morning. He's in the newsroom. We're monitoring all things traffic and everything else in the Valley. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. I always call him a women in cinema advocate, too, making sure that women are getting a lot more opportunities behind the camera, not just in front of it. He's also an author, and he has a brand new movie review with Bruce Springsteen in the film, right? He's in the, it's a documentary?
Yes, absolutely. Opens today.
All right. Western Stars. What did you think?
You don't have to be a huge Bruce Springsteen fan to enjoy the performance documentary Western Stars. You just have to enjoy good music and the chance to hear a legendary musician talking about his craft. The setting is a restored barn that the boss and his wife own. Backed by a band and a small orchestra, he performs every song from his most recent album of the same name. The tunes are really good because, let's face it, the man knows what he's doing. What makes Western Stars truly special, though, is that before each number, Springsteen talks about the song he's going to perform. He explains how he came up with the theme, or who the character is supposed to be, or what he hopes to convey to the listener. We recognize almost immediately that these are very personal compositions. Springsteen is candid in talking about some of his personal issues and how they inspired the album. Because he gives us perspective on the songs first, we automatically listen to them more closely than we might otherwise, and we gain more meaning from them. The result is fascinating. And as if that wasn't enough, Springsteen directed the movie too. Western Stars is one of the most soulful music documentaries I've ever seen. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5, Tramps Who Were Born to Run.
Wow. Okay. So you loved it. Tell me about this. Bringing home music that you and I might just sing along with and not really get the gripping meaning, that means a lot to you as a moviegoer.
Absolutely. There's like a little montage before every song. And there's footage of, sometimes it's footage of Springsteen. Sometimes it's like horses running or cars driving, things that are sort of emblematic of this record. And in voiceover, he talks about what he was thinking when he wrote the song. And what it's about, and if it had a personal connection, he mentions that. He talks in the film a couple of times about how when he was younger, he had this compulsion that he couldn't explain to hurt people who loved him. And he has tried over the years to become a better person, to work on that. And a lot of the songs on this album are about that subject. So because he tells you a little bit about it first, when he's actually performing, you really sit and hang on every word, and you notice the physicality of his performance, how he's almost playing the character that he's singing about in the song. So it's just a really, really fascinating look at his music and the thought process that goes into it.
What about me? I'm a skeptic. I'm not sold. I'm not sure I would like this. I'm not sure it would work as a film. I understand what you're saying, and I think understanding lyrics is certainly noteworthy, but you're saying that with these images and the voiceover, this all glues together really nicely.
It really does, and I should add, Bruce Springsteen is one of those people I've always respected, but I can't really say that I don't think I own any Bruce Springsteen records. It's not necessarily the kind of music I would put on in my car if I'm driving around. Nothing against him. I just have, you know, a different taste in music.
And you're supposed to be listening to WKOK anyway.
That's right. That's right. But I've always respected him as an artist, and he has had songs over the years I've liked. So, you know, I'm not like a diehard Bruce Springsteen fan, but this movie really worked for me because I think what it does is very special and very different.
All right. Well, and he has never lost his popularity. He's been around, what, 30 years or so, and still...
Probably longer, even.
Okay. And still, concerts sell out. Mm-hmm. Concerts are still 3 hours long, and people go to them and say it's a, you know, pivotal event in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's still at the top of his game. And the songs he sings are really, really good. I mean, I'm sitting here saying I don't own any Bruce Springsteen records. I'm probably going to buy this one because the songs, I really have an appreciation for them now. So I think this was a really interesting experiment and it paid off beautifully.
Okay. Western Stars. With Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. Opening today.
Okay. And you got a glimpse of it in advance, I presume.
Yeah. Warner Brothers screened it for me about a month ago. In anticipation of the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards. That's how I saw it early. So today is the day that it's coming out locally, and I would definitely recommend you go see it because you see it in the theater with that surround sound system, it's going to be great.
Better off. Okay, sounds fabulous. 3.5.
Tramps Who Were Born to Run, in honor of perhaps one of his most famous songs.
Okay, Who Were Born to Run. I got to keep track of all of this. All right, new movies coming out.
It's a crowded weekend because we have five new ones opening today, Western Stars being one of them. The big movie is going to be Terminator Dark Fate. Sarah Connor and a hybrid cyborg human must protect a young girl from a newly modified liquid Terminator from the future. This is notable because this is the first time Linda Hamilton has been back in a Terminator movie since Terminator 2 in 1991. And I think that's going to make a difference here. The other Terminator movies since that one have been pretty disappointing. And that's because they left out Sarah Connor. And this was always fundamentally Sarah Connor's story. So Linda Hamilton is back in Dark Fate. And I think
I hear positive things about this film, too.
It's got some good early buzz, yeah.
Okay, good.
That opens today. We've also got Harriet, which is the extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and transformation into one of America's greatest heroes. This is definitely being positioned as an awards hopeful. So if you follow the awards, you might want to go and check that one out. For the families, there's Arctic Dogs, which is about an Arctic fox who works in a mailroom and yearns to become a star husky courier. So this is one. This is like a non-Pixar, non-DreamWorks kind of animated movie. It's just being slipped out. Yeah, so I don't know how well that one will do. For art house fans, there's The Lighthouse, which is the hypnotic and hallucinatory tale of two lighthouse keepers on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s. This stars Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson and has been doing bang-up business in limited release and goes wider today, including opening locally.
What's its appeal?
It's very unusual. The movie is shot in black and white. It's shot in a square aspect ratio, kind of like, you know, old TVs were square. And it's supposedly very moody and atmospheric and kind of funny at times and kind of horrific. I'm going to be seeing that this week as well. So just kind of a real oddball movie, and I think it's really appealing to people who want to see something different. Maybe people who are tired of superheroes and raunchy comedies and things like that and just want to see something completely outside the box.
And what will you see today?
Today is Terminator.
Oh, well,
definitely. But I will be catching The Lighthouse here within the next few days.
And you liked some of the original Terminator films.
Yeah, I like the original, and I love Terminator 2. That movie was a huge obsession for me when it came out in 91. Terminator 3 wasn't too bad, but then after that, they've all been pretty miserable. So I'm hoping that they can revive the franchise here with this one.
All right, fabulous. And, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it.
Yeah.
He's saying something about Sylvester Stallone. What you were tweeting about this?
It's just a funny story. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Sylvester Stallone in the 90s made Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, which is widely considered one of the worst movies of modern times. And Schwarzenegger told a funny story that in the 90s he and Stallone were competitive because they were both top action stars. And Schwarzenegger got a look at the script and said, this is terrible, I'm not going to do it. So the producers went to Stallone. Stallone called Schwarzenegger and said, hey, have you heard about this script, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot? Schwarzenegger said, yeah, I think it's really great, I'm thinking of doing it. And he basically tricked Stallone into taking the role. And then, of course, it ended up being a big bomb. So the two of them were kind of ribbing each other on Jimmy Kimmel and online this week about that story. I just thought that was funny.
Well, that's good trivia. And that Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is considered one of the worst films of
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Yeah, I don't recommend it, but it's terrible.
Okay.
It was Stallone and Estelle Getty, and she was his kind of doddering old mother.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I probably heard about it at the time. And one more thing about current films. Harriet Tubman. Tell me about this. You're saying it's sort of getting a lot of good attention. Awards nomination buzz is happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're definitely positioning this as an awards player. And the movie, obviously, it has very important subject matter, but directed by Casey Lemons, who is a really phenomenally talented filmmaker who has not really had the breaks. I mean, we always talk about how hard it is for women or people of color to make it in directing because there just aren't as many opportunities. Studios don't want to hire them. But she's got a chance here to really tell a movie that is a personal story, something that's really meaningful to her, and she's very talented. So I think that this could be a movie to definitely watch.
All right, well, fabulous. After you see it, let us know. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are about there. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it in the weeks ahead.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd is coming to Pennsylvania?
He is. Dan Aykroyd will be coming to Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Centerville Square in Lancaster 2 weeks from today, Friday, November 15th at 4 o'clock p.m. He will be posing for photos and promoting the Crystal Head Vodka. He doesn't really act too much anymore. He's got this vodka company, and he goes around to wine and liquor shops and promotes it. So he will be in Lancaster 2 weeks from today.
All right. Sounds fabulous. Movie Mike McGranahan, we will see you at the movies.
All right. See ya.
Thank you so much. Movie Mike McGranahan, Campus Theater, sponsors his appearances on WDKOK, campustheater.org.